WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of wisdom on this crazy journey we call life. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of resentment? Like you've got emotional baggage weighing you down? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Today, we're tackling that head on. We're diving into the power of forgiveness, not just for other people, but for ourselves too. Because holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts us more than anyone else. So why is this so important? Well, in our fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in anger, hurt, and disappointment. We scroll through social media seeing everyone else's highlight reels, feeling inadequate. We encounter negativity at work, on the commute, even in line at the coffee shop. It's enough to make you want to build a fortress around yourself. But here's the thing. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about setting ourselves free. It's about choosing to release those negative emotions that are keeping us stuck. Now, I'm not saying this is easy, folks. Forgiveness takes courage, it takes conscious effort, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Imagine yourself lighter, freer, happier. Picture a life where you can move forward without being bogged down by past hurts. That's the power of forgiveness. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master this powerful art. 1. Understand forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Think about it. Holding on to anger and resentment is like allowing those toxic emotions to control your life. Forgiveness breaks that cycle. It empowers you to reclaim your happiness, your peace of mind. 2. It's not about condoning actions. Listen, forgiveness doesn't mean saying what someone did was okay. It means choosing not to let it define you or dictate your future. You can acknowledge the wrong without letting it consume you. 3. Start with yourself. We're often quick to forgive others but struggle to forgive ourselves for our own mistakes. But guess what? Everyone messes up. Holding on to self-blame only hurts you in the long run. Practice self-compassion and let go of those past regrets. You deserve it. 4. Practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective, even if their actions were hurtful. Understanding their motivations, or lack thereof, can help you release some of that anger and resentment. Remember, people often act out of their own pain or insecurities. 5. Take it step by step. Forgiveness isn't a switch you flip. It's a process. Start small. Maybe forgive someone for something minor first. As you get more comfortable, you can work your way up to bigger hurts. Think about a time when someone wronged you deeply. You probably felt anger, sadness, maybe even betrayal. Now imagine letting go of those feelings. What would that feel like? Lighter? Freer? More peaceful? That's the magic of forgiveness. It's not about condoning bad behavior. It's about choosing to liberate yourself from its grip. It's about saying, I choose not to let this define me. Imagine you had a close friend who made a hurtful mistake. You were furious at first, couldn't believe they could do something like that. But over time, you started seeing things from their perspective. Maybe they were going through a tough time, maybe they made a bad decision under pressure. You realized they weren't intentionally trying to hurt you, and even though it took time, you finally forgave them. That feeling of releasing the anger and resentment? That's pure freedom. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about acknowledging what happened, learning from it, and choosing to move forward with grace and compassion. It's about saying, I choose to be free. You got this. Go out there and practice some forgiveness today. You'll thank yourself later. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Let's spread the love, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, keep it real, keep it Stoic, and remember, you are stronger than you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.